Let me give you an example of how easy when you start mixing your opinions with God's truth. How many of you have heard somebody preach on this subject, repent of your sins? How many of you have heard people use that phrase? That is not mentioned in the Bible one time. Not one time. Human beings want to take credit for God, for their salvation, and they want to take credit for any success in their ministry. That I have to fight that. Everyone has to fight that. You better understand, you will always be trying with your human thinking, be trying to get some glory for yourself. When you catch yourself doing that, you better fall on your face before God and say, I'm sorry. The word repent of your sins is not in the Bible. The only thing you can come close to it is when Paul told a Christian who had been saved, who was trying to buy the power of God, he said, repent of that wickedness. Show me in the Bible where the word repent was used when anyone was being led to Christ. Show me in the Bible. Show me in the Gospel of John the word repent. It's not in there. When the Philippian jailer was getting saved, what did he tell him? Believe. Where did he use the word repent? When someone had a false doctrine, they believed in some other god, they were told to repent or change their mind about that. It is not. Look, folks, repentance is when I hurt somebody and I go tell that person I'm sorry that I hurt them. Repentance is telling your Savior you're sorry that you had some other god in your life and caused you to waste your... that you had Catholicism in your life, that you had some other religion in your life. That's why on Mars Hill they were told to repent, and that's why the Philippian jailer, who had no other god, he was just a hopeless man, they just told him, Paul told him, believe! But I wonder how many people have gone to hell because they sat somewhere and said, I'm repenting of this sin, and I'm repenting of this sin, and I've seen it all over West Virginia and Kentucky and North Carolina. I've seen it everywhere. Repent, and they're repenting, and it is works. It's not salvation by grace, and thousands of people have gone to hell because some preacher somewhere wanted to take credit for somebody being saved. That one doctrine has sent more people to hell because somebody mixed a little falsehood with truth and made it all falsehood. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. 1 Corinthians 5:2. Sometimes we mix our persuasion is to mix God's truth with our own opinions and preferences.